Today's reading begins in Psalm 60, verse 1. Psalm 60, verse 1. O God, you have rejected us, broken our defenses. You have been angry. O, restore us. You have made the land to quake. You have torn it open. Repair its breaches, for it totters. You have made your people see hard things. You have given us wine to drink that made us stagger. You have set up a banner for those who fear you, that you may flee to it from the bow. That your beloved ones may be delivered. Give salvation by your right hand and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. With exultation, I will divide up Shechem and portion out the vale of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my wash basin, upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you not rejected us, O God? You do not go forth, O God, with our armies. O, grant us help against the foe, for vain is the salvation of man. With God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever. Let me take refuge under the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Prolong the life of the king. May his years endure to all generations. May he be enthroned forever before God. Appoint steadfast love and faithfulness to watch over him. So will I ever sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day by day. Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up, they are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in exhortation. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that you, O Lord, belong steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. Psalm 60 is one of those psalms that was written for a group setting, for some sort of an assembly or worship. It has lament within it. There was some recent military defeat and praise that God will accompany his people in the next battle. Think about that for a moment. They're at a low point because they've lost, yet what they ask for from God is, be with us on the next one. You know, we face a lot of different things in life, and sometimes we reach some of those low points, and we have to have the same attitude of, okay, this didn't work out the way that I hoped or wanted or would have preferred, but please be with me on the next one. That's faith in God. That's trust. So there is this confidence in the deliverance of God. Verse 4, you've set up a banner for those who fear you, a rallying place for them to come to God. And there's no blame toward God. It is God has spoken in his holiness, verse 6. And the psalmist states that with God, they'll be victorious. Just as a side note, Psalm 108 quotes quite a bit of this particular psalm as well. Psalm 61 is a royal psalm. It's about the king. It has some lament within it. And there is this petition to God to hear him and to protect him. There is this looking back at what God has done before, which allows them also to look forward in anticipation of what God will do. He has confidence that God will listen, God will hear, and that God will act. It closes with the intention to praise God and to keep his vows. Psalm 62 was another psalm that was written in a moment of some distress, but it's talking about the confidence and faith that he has in God. He calls him his rock, his salvation. He looks around, sees his enemies, sees their wickedness, and then reiterates that trust that he has in God. He says these enemies are looking to batter him, that they take confidence in their high position, but they're just full of falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but they inwardly curse. In other words, they're two-faced. And he says, really, the only thing I can trust in is the Lord. God alone is my salvation. Then in verse 8, the psalm shifts a little bit and addresses the people, the congregation, or whoever would be listening, to put their trust in God as well, warning them, don't put your trust in people, don't put your trust in riches or the things of this world. You need to put your trust in God. And then he concludes by showing his confidence in God, in the promises that he has made. Some wonderful things to think about today. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.